With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Vice President Kamala Harris has been on a bus tour today ahead of the Democratic National Convention. Greg Clugston reports.
Harris, her running mate, Governor Tim Walz, and their spouses are taking a campaign swing through battleground Pennsylvania on the eve of the DNC. The bus tour is making stops in Pittsburgh and other towns in western PA before the Democratic ticket arrives here in Chicago for their party convention. Both campaigns are focused on must-win Pennsylvania. Yesterday, Donald Trump held a rally in Wilkes-Barre, hoping to attract support from conservative white working-class voters near Joe Biden's hometown. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Thousands of activists, meanwhile, expected to converge on Chicago for the DNC. Also, at SRNnews.com, a Florida lawmaker says the Biden-Harris administration continues to play havoc with our nation's economy.
Senator Rick Scott released a statement after reports that the Biden-Harris Inflation Reduction Act, which Democrats claim would lower health care costs for American families, is causing insurers to significantly hike monthly Medicare premiums, with average bids for Part D plans expected to triple by 2025. In response, the Biden-Harris administration is trying to hide these increases by using government funds to subsidize those premiums, aiming to keep them artificially low. The senator said, quote, Biden-Harris rail against private insurance companies for the cost of health care and not paying their fair share in taxes. The administration gives billions in taxpayer dollars to those same insurance companies to hide a premium hike in an election year. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Indonesia is moving its capital to Nusantara, a city under construction on the island of Borneo. Officials say it has been a long-delayed project, but it's meant to ease the burdens on the congested and polluted Jakarta. This is SRN News. Transgenderism causing a new problem in British healthcare.
X-ray operators in the UK's National Health Service have been instructed to ask men if they are pregnant before conducting scans. This has reportedly prompted some angry men to storm out rather than get their X-rays. The trouble all began when a woman who is living as a man received an X-ray while pregnant, something that isn't good for the unborn baby. Some critics say transgenderism is imperiling the entire British healthcare system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The unusual situation in New York. A proposed amendment to the state constitution meant to enshrine abortion doesn't actually use the word abortion. Arguments underway in a suit that Democrats hope will force election officials to insert the word in an explanation of the amendment that voters will see while casting their ballots. The unusual legal effort began weeks after the Board of Elections chose to use the measure's tech language. This is SRN News. A multi-million-dollar organic seed company will end sales this month and then give the seeds away.
The owners of Fruition Seeds in upstate New York say seeds are a gift from nature and they don't want to commodify them. Instead, they envision giving seeds away and relying on public goodwill to keep things running. They've let go workers and will stop sales on August 27th and rely on donations of money, talent, and effort to grow and distribute seeds on a $76,000 budget. John Scott reporting.
Several states have implemented restrictions around livestock following the outbreak of the bird flu. The outbreak has spread to millions of poultry and some 200 dairy herds in 13 states since last March. More than a dozen farm workers have been infected this year. Most though, had mild symptoms. More details at SRNnews.com.